Victoria's Racing Heartland. This is the only program dedicated to Victorian country racing. Welcome to the Country Racing Show. It's got it all.
I can feel this day. I can see this day. It's got it all.
Hello and welcome to the Country Racing Show once again. We've got a huge show for you as we look back on another big week in country racing all around the state. We'll also have a look forward. We'll spin a yarn with Trevor Miles, who has been on the committee of the Tatura and Shepparton Racing Club for more than 10 years. And of course, we have the Big V, which is now getting legendary status, although the results may argue to differ there. And it is every week we have on the Country Racing Show. We've got Darren Galley and also Connor Ryan. Daz, how are you, mate?
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, Mocky. The Big V thought today was going to be a crowning moment for us to talk about last week's wins, but unfortunately the horse that we chose let us down.
Well, just recap that for the listeners out there who may have missed last week's episode. Where did the horse run that you tipped?
Well, I tipped one of the horses that were in the running for the Country Horse of the Year, London Fog. And unfortunately, London has seen better days.
Oh, he looked like he was running in a fog. Connor, how are you?
Yeah, good to be here as always, Michael. Thanks for having me back. The Big V was a misfire, as it has been the last couple of weeks, but that's okay. We're building.
Building.
Just like the racing season is building.
Exactly.
As the spring builds towards some of those bigger races and some of those country cups. So we're just getting warmed up.
And the only way is up. So we're on the improve. We're going to talk about London Fog and the Sheep Hill Cup because it was another big week in country racing.
On the Country Racing Show, the country racing week that was.
And we start with a look back on Warragamville last Saturday, and it was the feature of the Sheep Hills Cup. Unfortunately, London Fog did no good. And Scotty Gullen, I said, I think you gentlemen have been vindicated in dumping him from the Country Horse of the Year award with that performance.
Did he take that on board?
No.
Oh, disappointing.
Not at all. What about Daniel Moore? We don't get to see Buckets Moore riding on a Saturday provincial meeting very often. He certainly took full advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, he's obviously a top quality jockey, and he got off to a good start at Warragamville last weekend. He had the first two of the day and then notched up his treble in the feature of the day, the Sheep Hills Cup.
Not to know at the 150, the leader. London Fog, Kazerabad are trying to get there on the outside. Not to know, Kazerabad down the outside, but Not to know. Great ride out in the front. A treble for Moore, and Not to know wins it from Kazerabad.
Yeah, it was a great ride and a good training performance by Mitch Friedman as well.
Certainly was. We were not to know that London Fog was not going to give his all that day. And now, actually, Connor mentioned Daniel before the grab there, and he's actually going to take a little bit of a break overseas to ride in South Korea for the China Horse Club. So good luck to Daniel on his overseas excursions.
It's been a newsworthy week for Daniel, hasn't it? He's got a holiday of a different kind. He earned himself 6 meetings off with excessive use of the persuader. So probably scheduled in that trip overseas at just about the right time.
Yeah, absolutely. He's travelled some miles recently. Went over to Mongolia as well. So we say it each and every week, but that just highlights the strength and the depth of the jockeys here in Victoria.
And it's funny you say that he's done a bit of travelling, because he actually came out and said that he doesn't want to do that. Like, he's a routine kind of guy, and he feels like he's at his best riding when he's in a good routine and consistently in the saddle. But these opportunities to ride in Asia for the China Horse Club, basically said they're too good to pass up. And so I think he also said that, internationally they tend to respect jockeys with a bit more experience, and he's obviously got plenty of experience under his belt. So taking those opportunities as they offered to him, and look, he's still riding winners in Victoria as well. So if he can balance the two, it's going to work out well for him.
Just might point out here too, Michael, in that same race, Connor's Big V tip happened to run as well, Lucky Patty. I think we may have just overseen that. Well, I think he finished well back in the field, Connor. Is that true?
I didn't hear him mentioned in the call there, so he clearly wasn't in the finish.
Unlucky Patty. Unlucky Patty there. Unlucky for our listeners here on the Country Racing Show as well. Now, Sunday was a big day for you, Connor, because it was your very first Father's Day, and it was a big Father's Day meeting at Geelong as well.
Yeah, look, very special day for myself, obviously, and enjoyed it thoroughly, and a couple of dads here on the panel know all about it, so it was nice to join the club, I should say. Very enjoyable, and yeah, a nice meeting at Geelong on Sunday as well, and another win for the wins, and the horse win spot. So there were wins all round. This one wasn't trained by Sally Wynn, but she rode it for Diane, and I'm sure they're very pleased with themselves.
Working up actually a really nice strike weight, the Sally and Diane. A quieter start to the season for them. But I think Diane's had two runners for a winner and Sally's had seven rides for two winners. So a nice, I guess, easy approach to the season, but being very successful so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to see Harry Coffey kicking home more winners earlier in the week as well.
Young H is actually going really well. He's had eight wins for the season, so he's off to a great start. I think he's riding, as I say, as well as he ever has. And I think now that he's a senior jockey, I think he's gone on some nice horses, particularly for Darren Weir, but he actually does a few miles these days, which is great to see.
It was also good to see Mark Kavanagh. He's gone through the ringer in recent years. Hasn't been getting that many wins, but it was a nice win by Medmont earlier in the week with the blinkers going on.
Yeah, absolutely. It was quite an impressive win for Medmont out there at Benalla, if you saw it, which is good for Mark Kavanagh and looks to be a nice type. I think the blinkers might have done the trick there.
It was so good that win. It was almost worthy of Did You See That? But didn't quite make the cut in the end.
Now, we're going to get to Did You See That in a moment. But on Tuesday, racing at Racing.com Park on the synthetic. And it was a special day for Michaela Lawrence, who had her very first ride.
Yeah, absolutely. So Michaela is a 23-year-old apprentice who had her very first ride on Tuesday at Racing.com Park on Bonify. Finished midfield, and I believe she had a chat to Racing.com after the race.
I just worked as a stable hand for a while, and I started riding the pony for Peter Moody, and kind of just wanted to kick on a little bit, so started track work and just ended up loving it.
Was there any family background in racing?
No. I did pony club when I was about 16, but I'm the only one, yeah.
All right. Who are the jockeys that you look up to?
I don't really have one in particular, but just all of the female jockeys, just because they help me out so much, and just everyone that gives me advice. It's
Well, hopefully that first win is not too far away. Well done today, and best of luck for the future.
Thank you very much.
It was Michaela Lawrence with Brad Bishop from Racing.com, 23 years of age, and it's great to see the migration from like a pony club rider who falls in love with racing and wants to become a jockey.
Certainly, as she said, did her time at Peter Moody Stables and spent some time there with a lot of good horses, and I think worked her way through the grades, if you like, to becoming track rider and then moving on to race riding. So I think she had 20 or 30 trials under her belt before her race ride, which was a moderate 8th out of 10th, but look, that's the start of a great career, we hope.
Just easing into it, Darren, just like we are with the Big V, just getting the feet a bit wet and then progressing from there. But I think later in the interview she said that she missed out on Black Caviar by about 2 weeks at the Moody Stables. So got the timing wrong there. But it's funny the way that racing tends to get its hooks into people. And once they're in, it's hard to get out.
Oh, good luck to Michaela Lawrence in her career as a jockey. Now it is time for Darren Galley's favourite segment of the week.
Did you see that?
200 metres left to go, and Callow now clicks up. Experimentation put two lengths on Hove Actually, and now Beaverbrook in the clear. Foreshore and Second Marriage down the outside, but Experimentation, a big confident look by Callow over his shoulder. He's home. He's coming right away for a big, big win. Clocked off, and Lasana Nakoni does it easily. Experimentation by close to four.
Well, it was a very impressive win on the day. And see, it hardly looked like Noel Keller was riding the horse at the time. Top of the straight, look over his shoulder, as Adam said there, and just kicked right away. Nice. Only beaten a breath in his first start. Now, also, Michael, it's worthwhile saying, did you see that has pulled some nice winners out? So Banish, that one in Presley we talked about a few weeks ago, is actually racing
Atlantic Jewel.
So $14 fixed odds. One of the, might be a little sneaky each way there, but we'll save that for later. But also Super Hard, that we talked about a few weeks ago, went out on Wednesday during the week and won very impressively at Sandown. So graduated to the City Class.
You're just grasping at any winner possible.
It's much easier tipping them after the run, isn't it?
Exactly right. I'll tell you who's been on fire. If you want to get winners, follow the Trent Bussard and stable and Natalie Young stable, because they've been on fire and they produced another one during the week.
Yeah, just continuing their good work from last season, actually, Michael. I think on our first episode we highlighted that they had a fantastic strike rate in Country Victoria, and they've basically kept that up in the new season. Plenty of momentum. It was a New Zealand horse they brought over for its first Australian start on Thursday at Seymour called Renee. And it was a pretty gutsy win there. So they're in good form. I think they had a double on the day as well. So a good stable to follow.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And we just heard from a young jockey having her first race ride. Well, the family tradition continued for a young Stockdale, Thomas Stockdale, who is the cousin of Brandon Stockdale. He rode his first race winner on Thursday.
Into the straight and for a song tries to kick away. Mombo Italiano two away, giving chase once again. Then Hell of a Babe, followed by Rather Silky. For a song is still in front, though, halfway up the running from Mombo Italiano, who's trying very hard. Hell of a Babe along the inside. For a song in front, though. For a song will see it out. One by neck.
Very handy odds too, Michael. $51 there. So young.
Where was that in the big V?
Yeah, that's right. That's what we like to know. He just hoped that his family had all jumped on him. Mind you, that was his 20th race ride. So hopefully the family were in the queue to pick up some wins for a great win for Forest Song for young Tom Stockdale.
It was a great meeting out at Seymour. A good day for Talia Hope as well.
Yeah, on the subject of family, it was a nice one for the Hope family. Lee and Shannon Hope trained... what's the name of the horse? Small Town Honey. And it was a great comeback win for Talia Hope, who'd been out of action for about 6 months after an injury. And it's her first win back. So it came in ahead of a pretty handy type in Canadian, which I think you might have highlighted a couple of weeks ago, Michael.
Yeah,
so,
it was hard to make ground yesterday.
So. Might be one to follow there in Small Town Honey.
But it was great to hear Talia after the race. You know, her father and grandfather obviously trying to win her. And they would say there was a period after that break that, they thought maybe she won't come back. She was disillusioned, but she's got her appetite and a hunger back, and it was great to see her in the winner's circle again.
Certainly is, as you say. It was a much longer break than I think initially anticipated. It was just a fracture of the ankle, but it obviously had some complications. Mm. That's been a long, long time out of the saddle. So go on, Tally, for riding a nice winner.
Gee, what a week it's been. Every week on the country circuit, these beautiful stories just pop up throughout the week, and they're going to get bigger and bigger as we get closer to the Spring Carnival and the Country Cup circuit.
Yeah, absolutely. The races will get bigger, certainly, as the season progresses and we build towards some of those larger Country Cups, and particularly the ones that lead into the Melbourne Cup and, you know, listed and group-level races in the country are always great to see. But I think the beauty of country racing is that regardless of the stakes on offer, there are great stories out at country racetracks every single day.
No doubt about that. And speaking of country cups, it's not long now until the Tatura Cup is run and won. We're going to take a short break on the Country Racing Show. And on the other side, we'll be spinning a yarn with Trevor Miles, who is counting the days down to the Tat Cup.
From Mildura to Camperdown and every club in between, this is the Country Racing Show. From Eden Hope to Omeo, across Victoria, this is the Country Racing Show. The people at the grassroots of racing. We're spinning a yarn on the Country Racing Show.
Each and every week on the Country Racing Show, we spin a yarn with someone who helps make country racing in this great state tick. And today it is Trevor Miles, who's been a committee man of the Tatura and Shepparton Racing Club for more than 10 years. And he's also a pretty darn good trainer with a few sneaky horses as well. It's great to have a chat to you, Trevor. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Yeah.
We got Connor Ryan and also Darren Galley here from Country Racing Victoria in the studio as well. And you must be counting down the sleeps because the first real big cup of our country racing spring carnival season is the Tatura Cup.
Yeah, look, it's a bit of an experiment. We've had a little cup in March for some years and found it a bit hard to promote and put it forward to John Dyke put it forward to September this year and hope we might get a bit more of a crowd and better horses.
Good morning, Trevor. It's Darren Galley, mate. Darren. With the change of the schedule, so that moves now into September. You also race in October, then you have a team plate day in December. Does that make it easier on the club now to have a shorter season for, in terms of track preparation rather than going right through from spring through to Easter? You've now got just a few months where the track needs to be maintained?
Well, it does, but we run a fair few trials now. We sort of like to keep our track pretty well maintained all the year round for that. Like we accommodate a lot of David Hayes' horses and whatever for our trials, and our track's in tip-top shape at the moment, probably never been better, and the girl that does the job, Kirsty Allen, she'll keep it that way.
That's terrific news, Trevor. We like to see a track in good order for a cup day. But you've been training in Tatura since the 1970s. What's the training scene up there like these days? I can't imagine there'd be too many who've been there as long as you have.
No, I'm probably the oldest and the longest, along with probably Peter Sullivan. Things have changed a lot. When I first moved here from Western Australia, there's probably 100 horses going around most mornings.
Really?
Yeah, now there's a good morning, there's 33 or 4.
How did you get into training? Is that something you always wanted to do?
No, it's not, actually. One of my brothers was a Tunnage Apprenticeship of Albany Ryan at Flemington. I was on the family farm down in Gippsland. And anyway, when he came out of his time, he came to me and said, look, he said, we want to get a racehorse. He said, you can get a trainer's licence and I'll ride it. Anyway, we got hold of this horse, Silk Sona, down at Werribee, and brought it up there, and I don't think we had a saddle the first time we tried it, and I legged him, chucked him on it. It threw him about 10 feet in the air, and he said, we'll have another go tomorrow. So anyway, we got a saddle from somewhere, and it might have been an old army saddle, and I legged him up again, and I reckon he went 15 feet. So he got up off the ground, shook himself. He said, you've got yourself a bloody racehorse. So that's how I got into it.
Now, did that horse go on to actually race and win races for you, Trevor?
No, it raced, yeah, but I think it ran 18 placings, but never won a race. And it was probably my own fault. We had run third at Maui, so then we head off to Mornington or somewhere, and every time we, you know, got a better track each time, we, instead of going to Bairnsdale and winning, we went to a stronger place and got beat. But anyway.
Well, the horses are still running well. You had a horse at 50 to 1, Call Me Betty, run second last week at Benalla.
Yeah, on Friday. A little mare, or not a little mare, but a mare with a lot of ability and a lot of problems. She's 50 to 1 because she can't handle the wet. I probably would have scratched her if I'd have known that and downgraded the track again before the last. You know, she has got a fair amount of ability.
What would be the biggest win in your career, Trevor?
The Wittenbottom Stakes in Perth.
Wow.
Well, we.
But it wasn't worth $1 million.
Gee whiz. I'd like to turn back time.
Yeah, I was in second in the Railway Stakes with the same horse, and I won the Oaks over there. I won the Queen's Plate. I went to Perth for a holiday in 1969 for 3 months. Off the farm, and I finished up. I stayed there for 7 years, and 1 year I trained 59 winners.
Wow. So
did quite well, actually.
What made you come back?
Oh, my father got crook, and I also got 5 years for doing something I didn't do. Disqualified, and
5 years, that must have been tough.
Oh, things were pretty tough in those days. That's what they gave you. It had a bit of caffeine or something, and I was tangled up with a used car salesman with a beard. My old man always told me never trust a man with a beard. Anyway, I was in his stables, and he had his own horse, and anyway, I'd won at Pinjarra and returned a positive, and I got 5 years out of it. So I come back to Victoria. We ran a small stud in Shepparton. And after 4 years, I got my licence back, and we had about 14 or 15 horses in work over in Shep, and moved to Tatura in 19... We worked them at Tad, our fast work, moved to Tatura in 1988, and I've been here since then.
And the stable you run at the moment's probably boutique operation, is how you might put it.
I mean, keep a couple. I'm 78-year-old, and I just have a couple to get me out of bed in the morning.
Gee, it's bloody good. At 78 years of age, you're still up and about. And,
yeah, and you know, quadruple bypass, and, you know. But anyway, I love doing it, and it's an interest.
That is what it's all about. It gets in your blood. How big is Tatura Cup Day for the region?
Yeah, it'll be big, we hope. You know, the job's got hard in the bush. We rely on trainers from the city. There's not many, you know, country horses, local horses. There probably won't be a local horse in the cup, I would imagine. There's not one good enough to go in it. But it's, you know, it's tradition, and it'll be a big day. If anybody that wants to come, you know, should book in and get a marquee or an umbrella or something and enjoy the day out, because it'll be, you know, it'll be a fun day.
Yeah, we'll certainly endorse that message, Trevor. I mean, Tatura's in pole position. It's the first feature country cup of the season now, and obviously being part of the wider spring racing carnival adds a bit of cultural cachet to the event as well. Are you going to have a runner on Tatura Cup Day this year, do you think?
I po- probably will. I've got a horse called Algonia, which I may run, and I might run Call Me Betty. Mm.
So that Algonia you mentioned there, Trevor, I see you picked that just recently from Daniel Bowman, and also started its career in Sydney. It looks like they have a pretty decent record in terms of wins and places over 27-star career.
He's handy. They sort of retired him. That's why I got him. My daughter works out at Rushton Park out the road, Spelling Place, and they sent him here to babysit the yearlings and weanlings. And David, who runs the place and owns the place, said, well, why don't you have a go at him? So he's here.
And he's come sound now?
Yeah, no, there's very little wrong with him. He's got his funny ways about him. He doesn't want to go out on the track and all this sort of thing. But
that's a blow.
He's like me. He's got a bit old and cunning. But I think there's a race in him.
Is it a big social event, Cup Day, and the build-up around the town?
Used to be. It sort of lightened off a bit in the last few years, which we put down to being run at Easter time. Chura and Chippen, everybody goes away. They don't. Nobody comes to Chip for Easter. They go up to the river and whatever, and it's been a bit hard. At Tongan Plate is our biggest meeting, but, you know, we're hoping to get the cup up equal with Tongan Plate.
Well, Trevor, it's been an absolute pleasure spinning a yarn with yourself. It's guys like you who make racing tick in the country regions around Victoria. And 78 years of age, hopefully there's a few more Tatura Cups to come. And, gee, it'd be nice to win the local cup, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I've been close a few times, but I haven't won it. But it would be nice, yeah.
Well, mate, thanks again for having a chat to us, and best of luck with the Ladbrokes Tatura Cup on Saturday, September 23. The first feature cup of the season, moving it into spring, I'm sure it's going to be a great success.
It will be. Thank you.
Trevor Miles there on the committee of Tatura Shepparton Racing Club. Sounds like a ripper bloke. What about some of those stories back in the day over in WA? And there are so many of those involved in the country clubs around Victoria.
He might have just underplayed the fact that he had the triple bypass surgery as well. He just sort of brushed that one off like it wasn't much to talk about. That happened in 2013. He was back at the races 6 weeks later. So
tough in the country.
Absolutely they are. Tougher than down here.
Also won some pretty big races in Western Australia. The Winterbottom is a fantastic race to win. So, yeah, certainly didn't realise that was on his CV when
placed
he first
placed in a railway. And yeah. As everyone says, he didn't do it either, by the way. So, good on you. That was Trevor Miles. We wish the best to the Tatura and Shepparton Racing Club for the Cup on September 23. You're listening to the Country Racing Show. After this, we're going to have a look at the road ahead.
The people who love thoroughbred racing from around Victoria. The Country Racing Show. It's got it all.
I can feel this day. I can see this day. It's got it all.
I'm on the road again. It's where I want to be. Here's what's coming up in the country calendar on the road ahead.
Looking forward to the next week in country racing here in the state. And what I've noticed over the last couple of weeks is the strength of the secondary meeting on a Saturday, the provincial meeting. There were a lot of horses progressing into Saturday class, midweek class out of those, and I dare say the meeting at Kilmore is going to be no different.
Certainly is, Michael, and as I say, it's a nice way for the club to warm up for their bigger day later in the spring, Kilmore Cup Day, back in the later part of the spring, but a really important day for the community, a real charity race day with Genesis Care and Northern Health Foundation race day, looking to raise lots and lots of cash for the local hospital to help with cancer sufferers. So good luck to Ben and the team at Kilmore who have put a lot of work into this day. The second year I think they've run it, so good luck to them to raise plenty of money. And then we're off to sail on the Sunday.
You'll be there for that, won't you? Because it is ladies' luncheon day. You go anywhere the ladies go.
That's very true, Michael. Yes, I wasn't expecting that, but I think I might have to make my way up there. It's not too far away from home.
Well, I tell you, I was actually there last year because it was the day that Michelle Payne made her return to the saddle. And follow horses on that day because last year there were a couple of really smart winners. I remember Legless Verve went around and won a race as well. So good fields on Sunday as well, and they will be playing a part in the spring. Where do we go on Monday, Connor?
Oh, we've just jumped across one more on Sunday. There's two meetings. There's a race day at Caston on Sunday, which is actually the penultimate meeting of the jump season.
The live hedge.
That's it. Well, yeah, so they're still going around. There's one more meeting. Cole Rain will close out the jumps in a couple of weeks. But, yeah, so still jumping at Castleton, which is great to see. And then we move to Wodonga on Monday, back at racing.com park on Tuesday on the synthetic, Thursday racing at Bendigo, and then Friday at Swan Hill next week.
Fantastic Friday meeting. And then, of course, after that, we do get to see the first of the Country Cups. It is the Tatura Cup on the Saturday, September 23, and then we get the Coleraine Cup on the Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. So once they start, they pretty much just keep rolling, and we go from there to the Benalla Gold Cup, which is, of course, on the grand final Friday, public holiday, which is a fantastic use of a day off. So if you haven't made plans, that'd be the way to go.
All right. That is the road ahead in racing around the state. Get your pens ready and also your heart, because it is now time for the Big V.
For punting gold this weekend, the Country Racing Show loads up with Victoria's best bet.
All right, this is the best bet anywhere in Victoria in the next 7 days. And look, it's fair to say it's been disappointing, but you're confident, you're resilient,
yep,
and you think you're going to be back
with a vengeance.
We're going
to stick with the fact that Kilmore is a very important day for the community. We're going to race 9, number 1, get to the chopper. If I could do an Arnie.
Sorry, that's not how it's pronounced, is it, Darren?
It's not, but if I could do an Arnie impersonation, I'd say get to the chopper.
Have Michael, a crack. Have a crack.
Get to the chopper.
No, that's terrible.
Now, he has drawn the car park, Barrier 15, but does have the inform Zach Spain on board, Zach Road Rene that we spoke about earlier. So I'd like to think that he could kick us off with a nice win there.
All right. That is Kilmore. What race is that in?
Race 9, number 1, get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
That's it.
Oh, I like it. All right. Where are we going, Arnie? I mean, Connor.
Yeah, I'll stay at Kilmore as well. Race 4, number 11, main stage. We were talking them up earlier in the show, the Busseton team, Trent Busseton and Natalie Young. Main stage, I thought, was probably unlucky to miss out first up. Steps out a little bit further in distance, and look, they're in form, and I think it should go close.
Right, we like that.
Race 4, number 11.
Race 4, number 11. So race 4, number 11 for Connor's best, Big V, anywhere in Victoria. Race 9, number 1. It is going to be a fill-up at Kilmore on Saturday. Gents, great to see you again. Look forward to doing it all next week as we review what no doubt will be another huge week in country racing. It's only getting bigger and better every week.
Can't wait.
Cheers, Michael.
All right, we'll be back next week on the Country Racing Show. Hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back a winner wherever you go.